Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, the 10th of October, 10-10-2025, 7:05 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is under the weather this morning, which is unusual, but I'm sure she'll recover here, and I'm always sure she recovers. Yeah. So good morning. The news at the top of the hour is the sound in the background is Doug. Doug's happy he's out and he's running around here in the studios. The news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Alex is here. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
A little hot there on the mic. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll be okay. I'll recover. Is there a national day out there?
There's a couple of them, actually. If you're really into cake, today is National Angel Food Cake Day, and it's also National Cake Decorating Day.
Okay, cool. And I'm not sure what you just handed me. Oh, this is the football stuff. Okay, National Angel Food Cake Day, and somebody's calling us already at 7:05 in the morning. Today, showers, mainly afternoon, with a high near 65, and tonight, showers. Saturday, 20% chance of showers, but mostly sunny. Saturday night, mostly clear. Sunday's going to be clear with and sunny with a high near 72, and it's going to start clouding up, and showers likely on Columbus Day. And in the evening, showers. Tuesday, looks like we have a chance of showers, but also partly sunny with a high near 66. And, you know, looks chance of showers, mostly sunny all the way through Thursday. And the highs are going to be in the, oh gosh, the high 60s and the lows around 50. So that's what it's going to look like. Excuse me. Little sneeze this morning.
Bless you.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, the weather report's always... Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be, you know, kind of showery, and then Sunday is going to be a nice day, and then chance of showers through the next few days after that. Lows in the 50s, highs in the 60s. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, been doing this about 30 years, the Kenny family, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Treat their customers like warm friends, and it's starting to cool off, so if you need propane or anything like that, give them a call at 530-365-3793. And if it's Friday, and this is our last time that Katrina joins us with Pet of the Week.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you brought Doug.
I brought Doug.
Doug.
He's silly. He kind of just makes you laugh when you look at him.
That's not because he has a horn growing out of his head, though.
No, he's just a silly guy. We have him as a hound mix, and he kind of definitely has those features of, like, the long, floppy ears. He has very big eyes. He is... I want to say like a tan color, tan and white.
Yep.
He's about 70 pounds, so he's kind of a big boy. Most of that is from that he gets at the shelter. But he is such a sweetie. He's a little over 2 years old. And, you know, being a hound, he definitely wants to follow his nose, and he has a lot of personality. He's very, very outgoing, as you saw when we came in here. And
oh, yeah,
so
he comes
happy.
Right over to you and wants to be petted, and he licks your fingers and all that kind of stuff. But and now he's just kind of sitting down. He's kind of calmed down now, I would say.
Yeah, he's getting used to the place.
Yeah, you know, he came up, put his paws on the table, looked around, said, okay, this looks fine. I can do this. And now, is he? Tell us a little bit about him. Has when you take him out on a leash, he's.
We've been working with him on his leash because he can pull
yep.
if he wants to, especially when he gets a good smell. That's what he's doing. He absolutely loves toys, and he's the kind of dog that can entertain himself with toys.
Oh, that's good.
So if you have him outside, he likes playing fetch, but definitely if you just throw a bunch of toys out there, he will play with them for hours.
Yeah.
So good if you're a little busy.
Yeah, you know, yesterday Linda was picking up toys all over the house, and Buford doesn't really play with toys a lot, but yesterday he did. Yesterday was a toy day. So, he's a good dog. He's short-haired. He, has got beautiful markings on him. And he's a hound mix, but there's some pity in him.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's pity in everything.
Everything. This is true. In me and in you too.
Yeah,
you know?
Probably. I'm probably 10% pit bull. Okay. So the Bissell empty the shelter is still going on.
Yes, until the 15th.
So here's a good chance to go down. And it seems like you're getting a lot of people coming down.
Yeah, it's been really successful. Yeah. We still have a lot of animals looking for homes.
Park Wine and Brew.
That was great.
Huge success.
Super fun.
It was great.
That was a great turnout
this
year.
You got to see me with long hair.
It was quite astounding.
Yep, it was. It was with my wig that went down to my shoulders. In this. If you'd like to see photos of it, since I didn't see one on the Haven Humane website.
Oh, they're in there.
800 pictures in there. You avoided Linda and I the whole... No, we're in there.
You're in there.
Someplace.
You have to click the link.
Yeah, click the link.
On the pictures.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because ladies post us over there and... You know,
all the pictures are in the drive. It's we made the post with all the pictures, and if you read the post, there's a little link to the drive, and you can see all the pictures from the
Okay. You know what? It was quite the evening, let me tell you. Everybody's dressed up like pirates. I don't know how many parrots I saw, fake parrots, on the shoulders of people, but some of them were like, whoa, that looks like a real parrot.
Right.
And then you got to see Mark Story, who's been growing a beard for a year for this thing, and he had... braided his beard like the old pirates used to do.
Yep, it was amazing.
And I was trying to tie a fuse to it and then light it. That's like Blackbeard used to do, and he refused that, you know. So, and now Mark's gone. That was his last one. Well, last one as the CEO, and Jim Lewis now is from our last show, has come in to take over. And we are changing how we are showing our animals. We're going to get a video of our pet of the week, and we'll put it on our Facebook page.
That's right. And it'll be really cool. You'll get to see them a lot of times how they act at the shelter, especially with the people they know and when they're off leash and having a good time. So it'll be really fun. You'll get to see a little more of their personality.
So what we'll do is we'll put that up every Friday morning, and I don't know, have we worked it out that y'all are going to call and talk about them or not? Well, you're not going to do it anymore because Katrina has been promoted to be in charge of
all the volunteers.
That's a huge job.
It's awesome.
But you can do it. You know, I mean, you've been what you've been doing for, you know, with the animals and all that being in charge of the volunteers, they're lucky to have you out there, Katrina.
Well, thank you.
We're going to miss seeing you on Fridays. And, you know, and Buford, of course, he gets locked up. He's not here today. And then he comes running in after the doggies have left and see who's been chewing on his toys.
Probably smells everything.
Oh, he does. He comes in here and, you know, it's everything. And then sometimes the pups will grab one of his toys and chew on them for a while. And he comes back and he has to reassert his ownership by chewing on them himself.
Well, of course.
So, okay. This beautiful dog. He's not little. He's 70 pounds. is named Doug. He's young in the sense that he's not a puppy, and he is just a friendly. He's really friendly.
He's also really friendly with other dogs.
That's great.
Yeah, he takes part in our play group where the dogs get to play off-leash in a yard together, and he has a lot of fun.
Okay, so he's not an aggressive type that, we take Buford up at the dog park all the time, and 90% of the time, you know, those dogs have a great time. It's not even that, like 95%. 5% of the time, there'll be a dog up there that is not used to playing. And gets snappy, but you don't have to worry about that with Doug. And here's the thing: is if you don't like Doug's name, you could probably change it.
You could
because Doug will probably respond to. I mean, we didn't change Buford's name. I was going to call him Dude. You know, he's so laid back, Dude. And he'd be just, anyway. Okay. Well, Katrina, thank you so much. And I'm so, you know, I'm glad it was you that was here for the last time. We've been doing this for like, what, 10, 12 years.
Wow, it's the end of an era.
Pet of the week.
I really enjoyed coming here, though.
Well, you know what? Haven Humane is such a great organization. People were generous the other night. Doug just says, "Hey, I'm ready. We can. It's time to go back to my house." Okay. Well, thanks, Katrina, and good luck in your new job.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, we're gonna miss you. All right, let's take a quick break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-ins start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025, hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Stein holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bont. Linda's a little bit under the weather today, which is very much unlike her, but I'm sure she'll recover. After all, we have Dancing with the Stars a week from tomorrow.
Are you going to be dancing with the stars?
Well, you know what? We're doing a, I don't know what you call it, exhibition dance, demonstration dance. We are, but we're not part of the crew that's out there, you know, collecting money. They asked us to be part of it, and we're very happy to do that if it helps raise money for a great, great cause. Hey, speaking of something that's great, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Two separate divisions under one roof. The insurance division and financial management. And G. Maxwell has built a wonderful group of people. And she's been doing this since 1993, helping our community, our families, veterans, seniors, business owners since then. With all the turmoil in the markets and, of course, the insurance industry, you need somebody who knows what they're doing. So for a free review and evaluation of your plans that you may be in, be it insurance or financial, give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441 and set up a time, and one of her experts can sit down and talk and look at the things you've got going. They're up to date on everything, especially in the insurance part, about finding new insurance when it's crazy out there. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Well, several things are happening in our area. As you remember, if you remember, the City Council voted to give Advanced Reading Civic Auditorium Group $675,000 grant to help stabilize the Civic Auditorium's finances. I wonder if I asked.
I certainly didn't.
I would like you to give me a grant to stabilize my finances here at the station. You know, it didn't have to be $675,000. I mean, I'd settle for, $240. Anyway.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, and then that caused some consternation because the Reading Civic donated nearly $50,000 to support Measure A, a controversial local ballot initiative. And so now people are going back and they're looking at it going, wait a minute. We're giving you this much money and you're turning around and you're giving us Measure A. Well, that's not what happened. Advanced Reading had made a political contribution earlier in the year in support of Measure A, and before they got the grant, and they're saying that this was told to the city, to the city staff. The donation had been disclosed to city staff prior to the grant vote, although the information was apparently not passed on to the council. Now, this council now is, they're starting to debate among city officials and the public about the vetting process for grant recipients and whether nonprofits receiving taxpayer support should be held to stricter disclosure standards when it comes to their political activity. If we're going to be given grants to anybody, we should have a pretty strict disclosure policy.
You would
in
think
my
so.
Opinion.
Yeah.
I would think that. The Civic came on, Advanced Reading came on in a time when the Civic was in deep trouble and the city was in trouble. The city was spending $1.5 million a year just to keep it open. Advanced Reading came in, and that immediately saved that $1.5 million. And Advanced Reading has put a lot of work into it. However, you know, starting with COVID, it just started going downhill in the sense of being able to pay for itself. Now, here's the question. Without that $675,000, they would have had to close. Now, the next question is, is this going to give them the ability to build back so that we're not going to have to subsidize this organization? On the other hand, do you want to be a city without something like the Civic Auditorium? Is this something the city takes over? And if we do, then that's going to cost money. It's, you know, because, and then the city gets into the point of bringing groups in, or, you know, it's not just Cool April Nights or the Golden Palooza where the Golden Retrievers come down there. It's going to be interesting, and we'll follow this as we move forward. In case you haven't heard, former Sheriff Eric McGrady is suing the County of Shasta for treatment that he says harassment. He was subjected to frequent harassment and hostility due to his role in enforcing COVID-19 regulations during the pandemic. He was labeled a traitor for upholding public health mandates and refusing to act outside the law. McGrady's family was also targeted. His wife allegedly stalked at her workplace and a granddaughter harassed at school. He said he was in a subjected to a toxic work environment and ongoing threats of retaliation, ultimately leading to medical leave in March 2023 due to stress-related health issues. During his paid leave, McGrady reportedly worked as a real estate agent, and he was officially terminated. So, yeah, this is just starting.
So, yeah. During COVID here in Reading, I wasn't here. I was down in Los Angeles where things were really strict.
Yeah.
But were they calling the police if someone wasn't wearing a mask?
You know, I don't know. You know, the thing is the police and the sheriff's office back then never closed a business down. If they weren't doing all the things they were supposed to be doing. Never once closed them all down. We had schools here that were still open. We had, but it was still a crazy time, you know, that, this, you know, the city and the state saying like barbershops couldn't be open. Well, some, you know, one barbershop, Woody's down at, you know, down in Cottonwood. Oh yeah. Well, there's a, he says, watch me. It was one of those, hold my beer and watch this. You know, places like marijuana shops were open. Barbershops were closed. They were saying you couldn't have churches open. I mean, it was ridiculous. A rodeo. No rodeos. We didn't have a rodeo that year. Cottonwood did have a rodeo, and that caused consternation all over the United States. But the sheriff said, hey, we told them to make sure they were separated outside, and they weren't, of course. I mean, it's a rodeo. But you know, there was no big there was no big outbreak of COVID after that. I mean, the whole thing with COVID was so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when you look back, and even when you're in the middle of it, I mean, people were putting up these plastic shields between tables. They were spending a lot of money, and then Newsom, in his infinite wisdom, would say, okay, restaurants can be open. Then he closed the restaurants back down after he'd already bought the food, so they were on the hook for thousands of dollars. I mean, it was just ridiculous, the whole thing. So, I mean, that was just the beginning of the political upheaval in Shasta County and probably other parts of the nation was because of that, because of the stupid rules. And people calling each other, you know, I don't know if people were taking, oh, they're not wearing a mask. But you saw things that people would write and, oh, you're not wearing a mask. Or you're wearing a mask. I mean, you know, I have good friends that were confronted in supermarkets because they had a mask on, you know, by people that yell at them. It's crazy. They were just crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And here's the worst part. People learn to not trust their government on this. I don't trust what you're saying, obviously. And then it comes years later and find out what they were saying. Some of it was just a lie. The 6-foot separation. They just made that up. I mean, it's like, you know, wearing a mask that doesn't keep the virus in. What's fearful about that, what's concerning about that, is that what if we have a real, what if we have a real emergency? Then what happens? Okay. Then what happens?
They've already cried wolf once.
Yeah. I mean, they've already said, well, last time it was all a bunch of BS. Well, what happens now? And then all of a sudden you've got hundreds of thousands of people dying. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore.
Oh, Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot. Today, Friday, the 10th of October, 10-10, 7:33 in the morning, about, gosh, supposed to get an inch of rain. I don't believe that. I don't believe it's going to be an inch of rain. It may not even rain. I don't know why the computer says that. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Have you, you know, Shasta Regional Medical Center has something called a TAVR valve replacement, where they used to have to crack a chest open and put a new valve in. Now they can go through an artery. They push it up through the artery into the valve location. It goes in and takes the place of the bad valve. What's that mean? No chest being opened up. You go in for the procedure. You spend the night there, make sure everything's fine, and you go home the next day. The TAVR valve replacement. They've done hundreds of those at Shasta Regional Medical Center. No serious surgery, and you can be home the next day. And we have friends. We have a next-door neighbor had it. And within a few weeks, he was back out walking his usual 3 to 4 miles a morning, sometimes longer. So that's at Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com. I'm here again with Elizabeth Schroeder. You know, we're doing a blitz on Dancing with the Stars.
We have, I think that I am, you're going to get really sick of me, I think.
Never happened. Never happened. So, Domestic Violence Month.
Yes. So we're talking about that today. I know we've talked a lot about Dancing with the Shasta Stars, which is coming up next Saturday at the Cascade to raise awareness and funds for One Safe Place. But October is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So it's, you know, our mission is to help people who've been victimized. And so bringing awareness to October, you know, focusing on domestic violence is important. And so we have a couple fun things, but just wanted to talk about that a little. And nationally, this has been Domestic Violence Awareness Month since around the 70s, the late 70s. But the theme for 2025 is safety, support, solidarity here for survivors always. And so that's one of the messages that we're promoting, is that we're here for survivors. And when they need us, they can call. They can always call our 24/7 hotline and get that support and help that they need.
There you go. Elizabeth, how did you get into this?
Oh, that's a great question. I actually do not have a background in social services or training in this work, but I have a passion for connecting people with things that matter to them. So my background is actually I worked with a consulting firm that did philanthropy training. So we worked with hospitals and universities around the country, and the CEO of One Safe Place and the Children's Legacy Center reached out to me and said, hey, this is an area, you know, with the car fire, there wasn't a lot of focus on bringing in local dollars into the Children's Legacy Center at the time. She was really focused on bringing in money from outside the area, and she was really successful at that. But she said, you know, we need to do a better job of connecting with local people who care about supporting children who've been through awful things. And so that's what I love, and that's how I got connected with the work. And now I have the privilege of telling the story of how our team supports victims from, you know, young age at the Children's Legacy Center, and then all the way through, you know, we serve victims of elder abuse at One Safe Place. So basically 2 to 200, I suppose, you know, and so anyone,
you know, if you find a 200 year one, you let me know.
Okay.
I want to find out what they're drinking.
Right.
You bartended for a while. You and I sit there, we were just BSing the other day, and I was talking about bartending.
Yes.
I said, I think maybe that could be my next occupation. And you said that you'd
bartended. I bartended for a long time.
For, is that right?
Geez, about 15 years, and I loved every minute. Isn't that funny? I love the people interaction, the human interaction.
Yeah.
Talking to people about their day. You know, they might come and sit at a bar and just say, just want to talk about something that was good or not good, and having those moments with people to me was so cool. I just got an insight into who people are and how to connect with them. And
well, that helps with what you're doing now.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, we talk about, you know, suicide. Let's just talk about suicide.
Yeah.
So who should people, you know, should there be training on people to be able to recognize it? And Linda says hairdressers.
Yeah.
Nails. That people get into, especially the hairdressers, get into chairs.
Yeah.
And they share everything.
They do.
And that perhaps the hairstylist should get, you know, free classes on identifying people with that type of thought in their head. You know, and be able to say, well, you know what, here, you know, you need to talk to somebody or something like that. You know, bartenders are another one. You know, people
Absolutely.
Have a favorite bar and they start going in there. And if you start, you know, if you're noticing they're going down the, you know, a decline there.
Right. And they talk about things that they might not talk about with somebody else because they feel like they can know you in little, but they don't have to, you know, they don't have to see you again next week. If they can choose to come back in or not. And so it feels a little bit, I think, safe to have those conversations. And, you know, that's something we talk about at One Safe Place too, is, something that we're building right now is actually really cool. I'm glad you brought this up, is trying to bring more community awareness that is basically every single person in our community that can talk about how to get help for victims. And so we're building out a concept called One Safe Community. So essentially where we are going to offer training to bars and to hairdressers and to nail salons and to insurance agents and all different industries to say, hey, if you see something and you know, and you're concerned, here's what you do. And so we're going to offer that training and have resources available.
Well, maybe that's why I heard it.
Yeah.
Maybe
I mean,
we were talking about it.
And that's, yeah. I mean, it's such a powerful thing when if you're having a really, really tough time, the person that you end up talking to, if they know what to say and what to do, that can change everything. And so trying to make sure that, this community is aware and knows what to say.
Well, you know, barbers, you know, because what it is you see them on an infrequent basis and they're anonymous in a way,
yeah.
But they talk back to you, right. And you know, and most of the time they're friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and we teach bankers and bank tellers to be watching for strange checks,
right.
You know,
yep.
Especially for elderly,
mm-hmm.
You know, somebody's cashing checks for them that's not them.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the parts about elder abuse you got to watch is financial abuse.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think that's a good plan. And, you know, the training for something like this, because we all know that if you've got somebody you think is contemplating it, you ask them.
Right.
And
yep.
That's what we train, you know, I trained in the service was you ask them, are you thinking about harming yourself? And it makes them kind of confront it.
Yeah.
Instead of kind of going down that.
Yeah. Interesting. I think that there's some nuance when it comes to domestic violence and things like that. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to put yourself, like if there's a situation where potentially the, you know, there's two people that are having a conflict in front of you, we want people to be safe and not to insert themselves necessarily into something that would put them in harm's way, but to know what to do and who to call. And when you have, you know, maybe it's that one side of that couple, let's say, that is, you're seeing them alone. Is there a way to approach them and to share information with them about how they can get some help if they need it?
Well, yeah, and there is, and I know you all provide training on how do you get involved without getting involved.
Right.
In other words, you know, you juxtapose yourself in the middle of a confrontation, and all of a sudden becomes physical with you.
Right. Yeah.
Because of the anger there.
Right.
And because you know you're doing the right thing, but there's a better way of doing it.
Right. And we have our team does bystander intervention.
Yeah.
And so, and that's exactly it is how do we handle this safely, and not cause harm to anybody else and kind of lower the temperature, you know, de-escalate the situation instead of increasing any risk.
When we talk domestic violence, what are we talking about here? You know, people think about, you know, a male thumping on his wife.
Right.
Or his kids.
Yeah.
But that's not all domestic violence. Sometimes it never has anything physical.
Right.
In it.
Domestic violence incorporates so many things, and you're right. So many times it's perceived as just intimate partner violence.
Yeah. Male on female.
Exactly. And the very baseline of that is it's not just male violence. Sometimes it's female.
Yes, it is.
And so this is really any adult who becomes violent, but it's also, it might be financial abuse. It might be emotional abuse. It might be really significant control and isolation. And there's so many different things that can come into play, but it's also not just intimate partner. It's also family violence. So a child, you know, child abuse is part of that. But if it's parent on parent violence and then the child gets incorporated, so family violence or a grandparent and a child, which might be a youth being violent to a grandparent or something like that. So family violence, it's human trafficking. It is elder abuse. It's teen dating violence also. And so all of these things are incorporated into that domestic violence kind of umbrella. And part of, you know, the teen dating violence, you know, I mentioned that is, part of what we're trying to do is bring awareness, because when a child has grown up in an environment that's not necessarily, you know, that safe place for them, what is being modeled to them is an unsafe relationship. And so when they become teens and they start dating, we don't want, that, you know, love equals pain, as they've seen maybe growing up, to be reality. And so trying to have teen relationships that are healthy and not violent and things like that. So trying to bring awareness to all of these things.
Well, from things I've read, is that domestic violence goes for generations.
Right.
Because they're raised in that.
Yeah.
Same thing with pedophilia. However, I can't help but draw lines here.
Mm.
If you're a 30-year-old guy, you know it's not right,
right
to be molesting a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
I don't care how you were raised. I don't care if you were molested. You know that that's not right. Or am I wrong in that?
No, I mean, I am not the expert on that, but definitely, you know, when behaviors are modeled and that's what a child grew up thinking is quote unquote normal, that's not, you know, very often they will start behaving in that way. And that doesn't excuse it. And we hope, well, you know, we also see a lot of people breaking the cycle. And yeah. So that's what we hope, obviously,
that's,
more.
And that's what you want. I mean, right. What about spanking kids? You know, when I grew up, I got spanked several times.
Yeah.
Deserved every one of them. in fact, probably escaped a lot more than I was,
yeah.
You know, than I should have been spanked. And that's, I don't know, has that died off? People spanking their kids anymore?
I think it's a lot less than it used to be. There's, yeah. I mean, and there's such a debate about this. I was spanked as a child. I have kids. We didn't spank our kids. And it's not that I have a judgment against that, but there's a lot of research that talks about how that relationship with the parent actually evolves when that mm-hmm. happens, when there's physical interaction like that. And so it's really, you know, how do we do things? How do we have these relationships in a safe way?
But I think it's the overall relationship. If all you ever remember is your pop smacking you, then there's something wrong with the whole relationship. I mean, my dad got me several times. And, but my relationship with my father was real strong, of love. But you're right. There's, you know, you can overdo things and things change.
Right.
Now people have a real hammer over their kids just by taking away their phone.
It's power.
Slap me. No. Here's your yardsticks. Spank me. Give me back my phone.
Right.
No, phone's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, now, is that child abuse?
I would say absolutely not. My children lose their phones often because it's just that, you know, also phones give them access to things that probably they shouldn't have access to.
You know, that's a whole new story.
Right.
And we've done shows on that about, oh, my gosh. But we have to take a break here. Are you going to go on a vacation after this is over?
No, I have another event that I'm actually
okay,
doing.
Okay, well, but see, you can sneak one in by going out to Holiday Harbor out at Lake Shasta. If it's in the month of October, you can get 15% off your rental. And if you mention us, KCNR, Free Fire Radio, Carl, Linda Buford, anything like that, you're going to get an additional 10% off. So that's 25% off your houseboats, your party boats, your fishing boats, all of that at a Holiday Harbor. And let me tell you, in October, yeah, we got some rain going on, but we were out there the other day for 3 days. And it was just absolutely beautiful.
And they were the nicest crew, too. Holiday Harbor.
Oh, my gosh. Holiday Harbor.
It's the only place we rent from.
Well, I'm glad you said that because it's true. I mean, their crew out there is friendly. All the equipment works all the time. They go the extra bit. You know, Linda needs to be brought in if she's out there by herself with the girls. So, you know, somebody goes out there and pilots them in. I mean, this is just a great place. Kevin Kelly and his crew. Kevin's been working there for over 40 years since he was a child.
Shout out to Kevin.
Yeah. So Holiday Harbor, you can reach him at 530-238-2383. It's just through the rest of October here. Or go to lakeshasta.com. We'll be right back with Elizabeth Schroeder in One Safe Place. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. We'll be right back.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025, hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Stein holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:52 in the morning here on 1010-25. And I'm here with Elizabeth Schroeder from One Safe Place, who is their events person. And but you probably got another title, right?
Yeah, I actually, you know, it's so funny because I have...
It's not events. I mean, it's what?
I have done events, but this, the event that we've talked so much about, I'm not actually fully leading. We have a team this year.
Yeah,
so.
I know. And you know what? I will tell you that having been participated in this for, you know, years and years, only because Linda's been the judge,
yeah,
but I usually get drug along on these things. This one this year is, I tell you what, you guys are taking no prisoners here.
I know.
You've got everything lined up. This is where you're doing this. This is where you go to makeup. This
yes.
is where you're practicing.
Yeah.
This is where... No, it's cool.
We have an amazing team. Sarah,
oh, no, it's great.
Sarah and Cheyenne are part of that team, and Sarah leads it. She's amazing.
Let me tell you, if you're dancing, if you're one of the dancers, you've already got enough in your head.
Right.
You don't need to try and figure out when things go on.
Right.
So they had a get-together, a mixer the other night. The schedule was put out. It was very clear. Do you have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, fine. Then we know where you're going to be hit now, 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 and now.
Right.
And that, especially that night.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Domestic Violence Month.
Yes.
We're talking about how One Safe Place is going to be reaching out
mm-hmm.
and be offering education
right.
for different groups of people
yeah.
to be able to identify what could be domestic violence.
Yeah, so that one safe community concept we're building out, and we'll have a lot more information on our website soon. But what we're hoping is that the community essentially comes around us. So businesses say, hey, we want to be part of the solution too. And so, you know, we're going to commit it to a monthly donation because that's what would help us to provide all of this education. Obviously, there's a cost to it. So monthly donation, you know, we can start as low as $50 a month. You know, there's businesses that have already said yes to $500 a month. And so anything really in between so that we can come out and provide resources, provide training to their teams, and also that they just are acknowledged as a business that says, hey, in our community, we want to see this problem reduced and, you know, eventually go away. And so they are supporting the effort to educate the community and to bring awareness, shed a light on domestic violence and sexual assault. So we'll have that out soon, but I'm so glad to be able to talk about it with you. I think the business owners that I've spoken with are really, really excited about doing this. And, you know, our community is incredibly generous and incredibly supportive, but they're looking for ways. You know, we have a bunch of sponsors for Dancing with the Stars. We get a bunch of sponsors for our One Safe Place Crab Feed. And those things are great. They're two biggest fundraising events. But throughout the year, businesses have said, hey, how do we support you more regularly? So this is one of those ways, which we're really, really excited about. And then also I want to mention too, we have some fun things, you know, just to bring that awareness to Domestic Violence Month. And so we're, you know, it's Think Pink Month too, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so, Think Pink locally is turning the Sundial Bridge pink for breast cancer.
Yeah.
And, for domestic violence, the color is purple. And so after they're done with the pink bridge, we are turning the bridge purple. And so we'll have, the Sundial Bridge lit up purple October 20th through the 22nd. And then on the 23rd, we're doing a domestic violence awareness, walk across the Diesel Horse Bridge in the morning. So it's Wear Purple Day on Thursday, the 23rd. And so wear your purple. Yeah, I'm sure you have a purple, like, Wrangler jacket or something, right, Carl?
Yeah, it says something, kill them all, let God sort them out.
Oh,
Probably I don't want to wear that
maybe
one.
Not.
No, I just
some other purple.
I've got purple. I've got purple someplace.
Yeah.
And if not, I'll just tie a purple ribbon around my head.
There you go. So on Thursday the 23rd, everybody wear your purple and come out to the Diesel Horse Bridge. We're going to...
And that's what time?
9 to 10 a.m. So not too early, but it should be really nice weather. And then it's just, you know, we're going to have our team coming out and just connecting with the community and making sure people have.
Okay. So October 23rd, is going to be a walk across Diesel Horse at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And, in support of
Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So and there.
Yeah. So, and we'll talk about, you know, we'll bring some more social media to that and make sure people know about it. But we'd love for it to have anybody come out and join us.
Of course, I don't think anybody's for domestic violence.
Right.
So here's your chance to walk. Okay. We're running out of time here.
Yeah.
So still tickets available?
There are still tickets available. I think we have just a little under 100 tickets left.
Okay.
So.
Now, when you think of the Cascade, I think they can seat like 900 people.
No, I believe it's 949.
More? Okay, so you can get 100 people more in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And let me tell you, it's going to be quite the show.
Yes, it is.
I've been watching these dancers,
yeah.
Your neighbors, your friends. They are pulling the stops out there. I mean,
your doctor, your veterinarian.
Yeah,
all
that's
these
right.
People, they're just amazing.
Yeah, there's medical, and if you get too excited, there's medical assistants there on the stage, depending on how bad it is and who it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, where do you get your tickets at?
The Cascade Theater box office. You can get your tickets there. You can go to Cascade Theater online and find tickets as well. One Safe Place Shasta website. So that's ospshasta.org. We'll direct you as well where to buy tickets. So
my goodness.
I know. There's so many ways. So nobody can say, we didn't know. No, we're going to have a great time.
I don't know how, you know, but still, there's people out there who go, what?
I know.
Dancing with the what?
I know.
And I'm thinking, not because of our station, but all the stations, the TV stations, the social media, there's signs out.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how would you not know? But
you know, I think people are wrapped up in their own worlds, and I hope that we are reaching some of those people and bringing them out. And
it's a good time, my friends. Yes. You're going to have a good time. And if you do nothing else but watch your fellow audience members,
yeah,
it's a lot of fun because they're in there cheering for their team. So
they're cheering for Carl and Linda.
No,
too.
I mean, yeah, you know what? We're a part of it, but the main thing is those dancers are going out there that have been just busting their humps for the last 2 months, at least two or three months.
5 months.
5 months.
They've been at this. Yes.
Oh no. And, Eva Jimenez was in here yesterday. She's raised like $43,000.
Bananas.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jason O'Dell has a dinner on the diesel horse.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so fun.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Carl.
Who knows? I think I'll see you next week, too.
That's right.
I think so. Okay. Hey, when we come back, it could be a surprise who our guest is. I'm not sure. I haven't seen him yet. So I'm not going to mention anybody's names. We'll be right back.
All is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. And the winner is not President Trump. Despite his peace achievements in Gaza and elsewhere, Mr. Trump has been passed over for this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The award goes instead to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. The president's Gaza peace plan cleared a major hurdle.
Early Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet approved what his office called the outline of a deal.
We fought during these 2 years to achieve our war aims. The central one of these war aims is to return the hostages, all of the hostages, the living and the dead.
An Israeli official says the agreement calls for a ceasefire to begin immediately and the Israeli military to pull back its forces to an agreed-upon line within 24 hours. President Trump says the hostages should be freed Monday or Tuesday.
That'll be a day of joy. I'm going to try and make a trip over.
Unanswered questions include whether and how Hamas will disarm and who will govern Gaza. I'm Ben Thomas.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago.
In a legal setback for the Trump administration, U.S. District Judge April Perry is halting the president from deploying troops in the Chicago area for 2 weeks. She found no substantial evidence of a serious rebellion in Illinois and said the Department of Homeland Security's characterization of the threat is simply unreliable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
She claims that she is a victim of the weaponization of the justice system. Accused of mortgage fraud, New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted by a Virginia federal grand jury. As parts of the East brace for a nor'easter, parts of the Southwest, including Arizona, threatened with serious flooding over the coming few days. The Dow is up 167 points, NASDAQ ahead 53. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Ukraine says the capital, Kiev, and other cities came under heavy and deadly Russian missile and drone attacks overnight.
That whining noise is the actual sound of one of the Russian drones overhead. During the night, I heard at least a couple of other drones, a lot of outgoing fire as well, as you can imagine. What the authorities are saying this morning is there's been what they call a massive attack. In terms of injuries, is around a dozen people, five in hospital. We do know that on the attack on Zaporizhia a 7-year-old boy has died of his injuries.
The BBC's Gary O'Donoghue rescue crews pulled more than 20 people out of a 17-story apartment building in central Kiev as flames engulfed the 6th and 7th floors. President Zelensky says Russian strikes targeted civilian and energy infrastructure as Ukraine braces for falling winter temperatures. Townhall.com. Well, prices for a lot of things have gone up in the past few years, but this, well, this is serious. Chocolate prices heading higher.
It's in part because cocoa prices have more than doubled since early 2024, according to a report released on Thursday by Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute. While wholesale cocoa prices have eased from late 2024 peaks, manufacturers are still passing on to consumers their increased costs. Companies are also reducing seasonal product lines and implementing shrinkflation, reducing portion sizes while maintaining prices. I'm Bill Alexander.
Delta Airlines reports strong profit and revenue growth over the busy summer travel season, and the airline says it expects that momentum will carry right through to the end of the year. Domestic air travel was under the most stress throughout the year. Delta says that that sector did experience something of a recovery. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's a little bit under the weather today, but she'll be back Monday. The 10th of October, 10-10-25, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you always at the top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben. Alex is here.
That's okay.
No, Alex is here. I know it was Alex. So, and it's national, what was it?
Well, we have a couple. Okay. National Angel Food Cake Day and National Cake Decorating Day. And too bad Linda's not here because it's also National Handbag Day.
Handbag Day. She loves that.
Yeah, I worked at Macy's for about 10 years. I started off in handbags, so I'm kind of well-versed.
Okay. That's right. You did that kind of stuff. So, what do we have here? We have weather. If I can read it. You know, the paper you print this on, where'd you print this at?
The main printer in the office here.
Well, do you see the difference in this paper and the regular paper?
I do. That's really nice paper.
Yeah, I mean, it's really too nice paper.
To be printing the weather on, yeah.
I wonder if we're printing on some kind of high-value paper.
I can switch it out.
Well, we need to find out. Because most of the time paper that you use in your printer is, you know, everybody knows what it feels like. This is slick.
This is nice paper, yeah.
I mean, it is. It's like for, I'm not sure what it's for, but we got to find out maybe who got the paper this time. If I'm paying $1,000 for paper that we just throw away at, you know, after 10 minutes. Hey, today showers mainly afternoon, high near 65, chance of precipitation 80% today, my friends, and a low tonight about 46. Light showers possible tomorrow, 20% chance of showers, but mostly sunny. And Saturday night clears up, and Sunday sunny with a high near 72. Columbus Day, showers likely, mainly after 11 a.m., mostly cloudy. Chance of precipitation 60%. And a low around 49 at night, high of 60. So that's what it's going to look like for the next few days. Chances of showers, some sun, 60s, mid-60s, low 50s at night, fall. In other words, it's fall weather is here. And your weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson is a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that provides just outstanding customer service for their customers. They say, we treat our customers like warm friends. And they do. Won awards for hiring veterans, angels, secret angels to a lot of people out there, the Kinney family, third generation of Kinneys running that business. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And my regular guest that's supposed to be here today, I called him and said, you got guys coming in? And he said, you know what, I told you 2 months ago that we were going to be here, you know, out of area. And I remember as soon as he said it, that us talking. However, it was 2 months ago. And if I'm talking to somebody and I don't put it down on my scheduler right then, it never happened.
Yeah, I'm there with you on that. Yeah.
Oh, man. Gosh. So, let's go over a few things that are happening. Now, today, the inaugural Search and Rescue Tri-Tip Sandwich Drive-Through is going to be today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Asphalt Cowboys Clubhouse down at the rodeo grounds. It's going to cost $15, a suggested donation. You get tri-tip sandwich, chips, water for that, but you're really going to help the search and rescue team, the Shasta County search and rescue teams. And this is a number of teams. You know, it's horses, jeeps, side-by-sides, all of these that they use to help find people out there. And, in the hinterlands, you might say, if you're going to order over 20 of these, these lunches, they will deliver it to you within city limits for free. So you can purchase tickets at PaintMart, PC Feed, Palisadro Feed, or Search and Rescue members. I wonder if you can just buy them when you come through. For information, 530-222-1395. Why don't you call that number and see, can you just buy a ticket when you come through? Okay, you got the number?
530-222-1395. All right.
You got most of it. Okay. Let me see my notes here that I was going to be talking about. The city of Reading. I don't know if you've heard this or not. Has bought trolleys. That's right. We've got two new trolleys on the street, and it looks like trolleys. They look like trolleys. And they're aiming to enhance the city's public transportation system. I imagine, it doesn't say whether they're, well, I'm going to try and find out. It doesn't say if they're gas or electric, but they bought them from a city in North Carolina for $300,000. And they cost about one-third of a typical city bus. So you have to ask yourself, did we need to replace buses? Or was this just kind of a good idea? We got some, it was an opportunity to get some brand new trolley vehicles in Reading, and we were successfully negotiate a very low cost with North Carolina where they actually covered the cost of the transportation. And here they are. It's got bells on them. Ring the bells. And city council member Tanessa Audette has been instrumental in bringing the trolleys to Reading. Everybody loves the trolleys. The question I have, though, did we need to replace two buses and then we got the trolleys? Or was this just, we had a chance to buy the trolleys, and it seemed like a good idea. It's not clear here. They're saying the public's loving them, and I imagine they are. They bring back nostalgia. Now, they also primarily serve routes in the downtown Churn Creek and Hilltop areas. Have you seen one?
I've seen them. I've seen several.
Well, there's only two of them, so you've seen them several times. Down here? Have you seen down here?
I saw it on the highway going home a couple of days ago. It's green.
Yeah, and they want to paint them red. So they're going to use them in the Christmas parade and the Veterans Parade. We're going to paint them red so they look and feel like a trolley.
It's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood in Reading.
Whoa. We're going to have a little bell-ringing contest. Ding, 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 like they do in San Francisco.
I guess.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
And I just called. Yes, you can buy tickets when you show up. to buy your food.
Good. Good. Okay. So you can go down and buy that tri-tip sandwich lunch. Well, you can donate. And it's $15. And all the money goes to the search and rescue team for Shasta County. It's going to be down at the rodeo grounds at the Asphalt Cowboys Clubhouse. Just drive down there. You'll see them. And you drive up. And you know what? They are set up to do this. You're not going to have to wait in line for an hour or anything like that. You just drive in. And I'm sure where it's set up, you can, as you're driving by, they'll hand them to you. Take the money. Wave at them. You take, you know, Barry Weisswasser, slap him on his, you know, slap him on his cheek, and off you go.
I'm sure he'll like that.
I'm sure he will. Okay, here's my only question about the trolleys. They're cute. You know, people want to ride on them and all that. Is it something we needed to do for $300,000 when we're, you know, we're going at each other over the budget?
No, probably not.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, they're saying, you know, we needed to replace these two buses. So now we're going to get these trolleys. Now, I imagine these trolleys run on gas or diesel. $300,000. That's what? Two police? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about privatization of city and county jobs. And we'll be right back.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op store is at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-22 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Ready for a little magic and a lot of laughs? Shasta College Theater invites you into the enchanted forest for a Midsummer Night's Dream. Mischievous fairies, love-struck teens, and even a would-be actor turned into a donkey. Shakespeare's funniest comedy has it all.
Join us October 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th at 7 p.m. with matinees October 12th and 19th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 seniors, and $5 for students.
A Midsummer Night's Dream at Shasta College.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be back Monday. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Horst. There is nobody better out there than repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. That's right. Been doing it close to 30 years. He is the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, fixes it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Can't be any better than that. He fixed a crack on my windshield 18 years. Couldn't see it. That's the kind of work Jeff Horst does. If you're not sure, how about a free, that's right, free inspection and analysis. Just bring that vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. You won't be sorry. Totally recommend Jeff Horst. Locally owned, locally operated, and in a veteran-owned business. Okay, out there. I got my voting ballot in the mail. Did you get yours?
I got mine. I got several that don't live in my house anymore.
You got several?
Yeah.
Okay, we will sell those ballots for $10 a piece to the first 10. How many do you have?
Five.
First five callers for $10, you get another ballot. There you go, because the system works so well. They will immediately realize you are not the person voting.
You're just joking, right, though? We're not going to sell ballots, are we? Is that legal?
I love watching you get squirmy. No, it's not legal. I'm kidding. But it tells you what some of the problems are. There are unscrupulous people out there. We'll take it and vote.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing is, there's a signature somewhere in there, right? I think there's a signature someplace on the envelope you give back to them or something. Because signature's got to match what you've got with the DMV. Now, somebody came to me this week and said, they want me to fill this out and want me to sign again. And I just don't think I want to. I said, well, you don't have to. I mean, it's not like, you know, you either sign or, somebody comes beating on your door. The ballot police. Do we have ballot police? We probably do.
Somewhere.
Anyway, okay. But what happens is, when you talk to people that are experts in this kind of stuff, you know, these little things come out. Your signature changes. Okay, so you've been registered for 4 years. Your signature changes. Now, do you know at what age range it changes the most?
30s, 40s?
From age 18 to 20, 18 to 30. The signature changes a lot. As you get older, it doesn't change as much until you get older and then your hand gets jerky. No, I mean, I augured in on a jump. And I mean, if anybody knows me, they know that my right side of my neck and shoulder gets tight and I will be moving it around. You've probably noticed. Anyway, you know, to try and loosen it up. I get a day when it's tight. That's a day you don't want me to sign your check because it could be pop. That's what it looks like. And, an hour later, it's back to normal. So, but that age range, the young between 18 and 30 changes a lot. I don't know why that would be. So what happens, they can't read the signature. They will send you a letter back to that address saying we can't read your signature. We need another signature from you. Now, that's a provisional vote. And then you send it back, and then they count it. I think that's the way it works. Now, have I run enough time off here? Okay. Proposition 50. Well, let me help you. I have people that say, well, what do you think, Carl? Proposition 50 is a resounding no. 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 It will change the North State lives up here. They are doing something they could never do before legally, and that's win an election in the North State, the Democrats. Under the voter approved board that did the districting, we're up here in our first district, in their second district, third, of course, all the way through. However, with the politicians, which the Democrats control the House, it's a supermajority, we all know that. What they've done is they have changed it. So we've got a rat tail heading down to San Francisco, and the one thing they have is lots of people to vote there, more than us. So they can, our district, which used to be one, is now two. And, you know, if Proposition 50 passes, the chances of us having a conservative as a representative in Congress, the chances go way down. Way down. I'm not saying it's impossible, but they go way down. And this was done by Newsom. And why is he doing this? Well, because Newsom's running for governor, running for president. And then here's the worst part, my friends. If the guys that voted on this are now going to run for Congress, they changed the district that they live in, so they've got a chance of winning to go to Congress. I mean, that should be against the law. And when the board, the citizens appointed board, five Republicans, five Democrats, four independents, part of their charter said they could not run for office for 10 years. But that's not what it says here. And it's because Trump derangement syndrome. And they point at Texas. Now, I'm not agreeing that Texas should have done, except Texas was ordered by a judge. They had to change, they had to redistrict some areas of Texas. Well, they just redistricted all of them. We didn't have that. Nobody told us we had to redistrict. This came out of the brains of the Democrats and the other bottom feeding scum that thought this up. I'm sorry. I apologize for bottom feeding scum. I do. That I do sincerely apologize for that. There's no place for calling names. But this is a Democrat idea. This is pushed through the assembly down there, or the assembly in the Senate to do this. And it is just a power grab. Now you've got your ballot in front of you. No on 50. And they talk about, you know, because I watch the ads. And they talk about some really rich guy, and they, that's opposing Prop 50. But they never mention George Soros, who's a very, very rich left-wing industrialist who's been giving millions to pass Prop 50. And there's a lot. I tell you what, there's a huge power shift going on right here in River City in the North Country with this. Please oppose it. Proposition A. 1 cent sales tax. I'm seeing things that are being written out there that are not true. Moving money and all this, there's laws about being able to move money out of budget items that were already established. This is a toughie. People are going, oh, it's 1 cent sales tax. It is. But we're in trouble here. And people say, oh, look at the salaries. That's what people are hanging their opposition on. Look at the salaries. The salaries have been approved by city council going back a decade. Now, do we pay more than what you think we should be paying? I believe, yes, we do. But what is your solution? That's what I asked somebody that was really against this. So what's your solution? Are you going to cut their pay? And he said, no, you can't. You can't cut their pay. That's right, you can't. So, but as they're replaced, as they retire, you can. You can drop it. But the salary is just a part of it. You know, that's what people are really irate about. And I can understand, totally can understand that. But this thing fences off money. And we're going to have experts here. They're going to be talking about this. But from what I understand, it fences off the money. We'll get the police. We'll get the fire. We'll get the fire station. You know, there'll be money to fix the infrastructure. And so we won't have holes where somebody in San Francisco just sued the city and won $7 million for a pothole because he's on his bike. And it just tore him up. Won $7 million. Yeah, for a pothole. It's just a matter of time. Now, But my bottom line on this, before we take a break, and whoever's calling, they can, we'll wait to the other side. Here's the thing. What is your solution? If this is not something that you want to do, if you buy a $50,000 car, it's an extra $500. That's true. But if you go to other areas, if you look at the other counties, we've got one of the lowest tax rates in the state right here in Redding. Yeah, we'd like to keep it that way. The other question is, are we going to, go through the whole city from top to bottom and see how many jobs are superfluous? There may be some in there. Can you have one person do two jobs? Maybe they get a raise, but now they take two jobs. We do this all the time in business, or sometimes you have to cut the labor force. Yeah. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, Chris is on the line. We'll talk to Chris. And I want to talk about privatization. I said I was going to this segment, but I didn't. I got on my soapbox about 50 because it infuriates me to have something like this happen. It kind of just taken away. We already have little representation at the state level. Now they're going to take away the national. And this just isn't right. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway or Lucky Miller's, is a, it's kind of like an institution around here. It's founded in 1960. Been in the same location since 1967, and when I rolled in here in 07, I found them. Never been to another barbershop. It's a great barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. Tim and Logan, the barbers, and I've gone through two or three, over the years. But these guys are young, and they're going to be there a long time. You're not going to get a better haircut anywhere. Shave around your ears, shave the back of your neck. You can make an appointment, which really is a good idea, and it works for me, by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works for me. I go in, get my haircut, hang around if I want to, but not. I can roll in, roll out. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, not a hair salon. Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back after these messages. And Chris, looking forward to talking to you.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. It's Friday, 10-10-2025, 8:35 in the morning. I want to remind everybody about the Veterans Resource Fair that's going to be happening October 16th for all veterans. We're not talking just veterans, homeless veterans. We're talking everybody. They're going to have 70 vendors there, 70 vendors down at Lassen Hall at Shasta County Fairgrounds on October 16th and next Thursday. And goes from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're going to cover everything from disability claims to legal support, employment services, housing assistance, community referrals, so much more. If you're a veteran, bring your family down there. It's family friendly. You're going to be walking away with a lot of information. Big golf extravaganza for Hope City Reading is going to be on October the 18th. Home One Challenge, 18-hole golf scramble. It's there to help Hope City. It's their second annual one. Just go to HopeCityReading.com to sign up and for more information. And, of course, the 44th annual Reading Lighted Christmas Parade is going to be held on December 6th, but they need to have registration. Registration just goes, float registration is open until November the 27th. Okay, let's go to Chris. Good morning. Hello, Chris. You still there? Chris? Did Chris hang up?
I don't know what happened to Chris. He should be online. Hang on.
Hello, Chris. Chris.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, we're ready.
Yeah, I've called in a number of times in the past about Measure A.
Yep.
The 1% sales tax.
Yep.
I'm usually pretty intense and wound up. Well, today I've taken a chill pill and I'm a little calmer.
Okay, good.
Okay, let's look at the basic premise on this 1% increase. It's pure deception, if not a blatant lie. It's not a 1% increase. When you increase from 7.25 to 8.25, that's a 13.8% increase in sales tax. It's not a 1% increase. On a nominal basis, it's 1%. Nominally, it's 1% from 7.25 to 8.25. But the actual increase in sales tax is 13.8%.
Because it's 1 cent. Because of the 1 cent.
because it's one on seven and a quarter.
Right.
Instead of,
right.
If it, the only way that this is a 1% increase in sales tax is if your current sales tax is 100%.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so anyway, and then they put this number out there saying that this 1% increase is going to bring in $30 million. If that's the case, currently, if it's only a 1% increase, the city is bringing in $3 billion in sales tax. So the numbers aren't right. This is pure deception. And, call, you know the beauty of the art or the science of math? There's only one correct answer to a calculation. They're putting out bogus, phony, fake numbers.
Okay, well, let's just say it's they bring in $10 million a year instead of $3
million. Well, looking at the current, let's just make it simple. Let's just say currently the sales tax is 7%. If the 1% increase is going to bring in $30 million, that means the current intake is $210 million.
Okay.
Now, that's a reasonable number.
Okay.
But to say that this 1% is representing $30 million, the only way that is true is if we're bringing in $3 billion.
Okay, I got that. But it will bring in more money, correct?
Correct. It's not, yeah, but it's bringing in 13.8% more money, not 1% more.
Okay, no, and I understand what you're saying because you've talked before about this. And even though that I am no math scholar, you make it clear enough that even I understand it. Now, here's the thing. Is that the only reason you're against it?
Yes. No. There's other underlying factors.
Okay. Well, let's talk just for a second about those underlying factors. But here's what I always ask somebody that's opposed to it. And trust me, I don't want to. You know, nobody wants to pay more taxes. But here's my questions. My main question is: okay, we're in this situation. What's the solution to it?
Well,
and you know we can't. You know you can't. You know you. I mean, just let me throw this out there. Okay.
We have to address the budget from the basics,
okay.
Because clearly, just like the previous segment you had regarding bringing in the trolley cars.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring in trolley cars when we have a $2.5 or $5 million deficit in the budget, are these the same people that are doing the calculations that saying that raising the tax is 1%? Clearly, they don't know how to do their math. Are there, Carl? This is deception by design. They're not telling us the truth, and that's what bothers me more than anything.
Okay.
Come out and tell us what you're going to do. Don't lie to me and tell me it's 1%. It's 13.8% increase.
And I understand that, but it's how many people besides you, Chris, realize that this is a 13-point-something percent? Based on 1% of, you know, going from 7 to 8.
7 and a quarter to 8 and a quarter.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, well, see, that's part of the cards they're playing in their favor. They are going on the premise that most people don't know how to do the calculation.
Well, I would imagine that's true. But let's go back, though, to the bottom line here. And this is what I ask people. What is a solution to handling our budget crisis that we have?
They have to go back and reevaluate every department. There's plenty of fat to be cut.
We say that. Okay, so let's do that. Let's just say we saved $2 million. You know, and that's a lot out of the, you know, that's a lot, $2 million. But it still leaves $3 million that we don't have. So what do we cut? What do we start cutting? Do we stop? Taking care of the parks? What do we stop? And we know we're not going to reduce salaries because you know it's.
Going forward.
Well, going forward, yes, but not right now. You can't people in there now.
But
going forward, yes, you know we can really look at that. But
this solution is going to be a decade, if not longer, to fix. It's not going to be fixed in one fiscal year or five fiscal years. It's going to be a long, drawn process.
It will be.
It's just like there was a previous part on your show where they were talking about privatizing some of the government.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to.
I'm fully in favor because there is no.
I'm going to discuss that. I was going to discuss this segment, but I love listening to you because you know you're the mathematician. But the next segment I am going to talk about privatization. Is privatization something we really, really need to take a look at?
Yes, we do, because
okay.
I grew up in an area where part of our services were private and part of them were public. There is no reason for a city to own a street sweeper, a garbage truck, or a school bus. You can subcontract that out. Well, they keep saying, well, it's going to be a push. No, it's not a push because you're not taking into account the legacy expenses going forward. When people retire and you have these people on the payroll, you got the pensions and all the other stuff.
Well, I'm going to discuss that on this next segment. So, okay, Chris, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. You know, you're passionate about it, but you're not angry.
I'm not angry. It's just I just don't like being lied to.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye. You're welcome.
Randall Hemplin's here.
Yeah, I thought
he just walked in and he brought me a donut.
Yeah, they didn't have donuts. I walked in, they didn't have donuts, but they did have a twist. You just have to, you can bend it.
I can make it into a circle. Randall Hemplin, of course, former CEO of Shasta Regional, head of the Partnership Health Plan. I mean,
I'm not on that board anymore.
But you've been on that board a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have Randall and Dr. Ron Reason here as soon as I can. It's going to be at 7 in the morning, whatever day it is, because that's what works for Ron. And we're going to talk about concept of how we can keep residents here in town.
Yeah.
And recruit our residents to stay here. Medical facility, the medical school, yes, you know, that'd be great if that happens. It really would.
It would be wonderful.
It would be wonderful. But what do we do in between to up our number of doctors right here? And we can do that as a community. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-in start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025. Hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest. Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading Historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
Ready for a little magic and a lot of laughs? Shasta College Theater invites you into the enchanted forest for a Midsummer Night's Dream. Mischievous fairies, love-struck teens, and even a would-be actor turned into a donkey. Shakespeare's funniest comedy has it all.
Join us October 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th at 7 p.m. with matinees October 12th and 19th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 seniors, and $5 for students.
A Midsummer Night's Dream at Shasta College. Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf. These cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Hey, welcome back to the last segment here on this week. Next week's going to be a real busy week. We're going to have the Registrar of Voters in here. We're going to have the head of REU will be joining us. We've got a lot of stuff going on next week, too. I'm here with Randall Hempling, who is, you know, a close friend and somebody that has been a big member of our community. He's on the board of, I think, you're on the board of Turtle Bay.
Yeah, I have been for 14 years.
Yeah, and the was former CEO twice of Shasta Regional. You were the chairman of the Partnership Health Plan, but you've been part of it a long time.
Yeah,
and we've talked about that, how they kept the prices, they kept the overhead cost to 4%, which resulted in hundreds of millions of dollars going back into the program, because other places have got 10% or more. Are they limited to 10?
No, it's 15%.
You can take 15% off the top there for admin costs.
We had the 15%. We used 4, and the other 11 we put plowed right back in the system.
Yeah. And
for
then,
recruitment and all that.
And then you're part of SHARC. What's SHARC?
SHARC is the group
but
that
what's
formed.
It stand for?
Oh, my goodness.
I know, because I looked at it the other day, and I said, how do you get SHARC out of that?
Basically, it's a collaborative of all of the major healthcare providers in the community.
Okay.
Yeah. And it has been for years. That's the group that actually brought partnership in.
Yeah.
But I'm not part of it anymore because I don't have standing in the healthcare community. I am retired.
You're retired. And you know what? I don't know how you can call it retired because you two are gone and busy.
We're busy.
Went back to your high school reunion.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bunch of old people there.
Can you imagine?
Bunch of really old people.
How do my classmates get so old?
No, I don't know. But I brought a picture back because you were talking the other day about Agent Orange, and one of my best friends who was a lifeguard with me was affected by Agent Orange, and he's a tall, he's probably 6'2" and weighs about 105 pounds now.
Wow.
Has Parkinson's, but because of the drugs he's on, you wouldn't know he's had Parkinson's. He's just rigid. You know, they give you drugs that'll keep you from shaking, but it keeps you from moving. You know, bless his heart.
Let's talk privatization. I've been involved in, you know, I've been on contracts before, and what happens is the company that hires me is doing a job for the government. And what they do is one of the most closely held secrets is what their percentages are. You know, if, you know, they're paying for me, but how much are they charging the government or a company for me and, you know, my cohorts that I'm with? The thing about it is, though, that if something happened to me, I'd have been evac'd out of the area, and all my medical and everything would have been handled by the company. We didn't have retirement plans and the type of jobs I had, but you could have that with contractors. The privatization, you pay more money up front, but you save tons of money on the other end because you're not paying into their retirement plans or medical plans or any of those.
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. Now,
okay.
My experience is in healthcare. So privatization in healthcare would be the Medicaid program in this state, Medi-Cal, being contracted out to Blue Cross, Anthem, and Centene, and them getting 15%, and partnership getting 15%, but keeping 11 in the system and 4% is the cost of the overhead. So right there, their overhead is inflated grossly by these health insurance companies.
That's
Look at the biggest buildings in every city are insurance companies, and then look at the stock market and United Health and all the money they make. And that is that's the piece.
And I understand that, depending on what kind of privatization
that's my point.
Now you're talking, and that's in the healthcare industry. Yeah. So what I'm seeing, what I'm thinking is, we cut the grass in all the parks, and we take care of the parks. Could we do that through a privatization plan? And that's just an example, where they take care of the parks. Yeah, we may pay a little bit more. We pay more up front, but in the long run.
That's why, and the easy way to do that is just bid it out.
And that's what I mean.
Go out for
You'll
a bid
get the
for,
lowest
for landscaper
bidder, come in
and compare
come in
it
and
the,
take care of it.
If you've got 11 guys doing it, and then make the decision of what you're going to do.
Yeah. And so, but how many other parts of our city could we do that with? I mean, they put out for doing the roads. But that's different. We're talking about a day-to-day businesses within the city that a private company could do. That then we've saved money, not this year or next year, but in the long run, we're saving a lot of money.
Yeah, we did that when I did my residency in city manager back in 1969 and 70. And I was put in charge of contract copying, and you were talking about your copy paper here earlier today.
Yeah,
and we had copiers in every department of the city and all these other kinds of things, and we ended up it took me about a year to pull it all together because you'd be surprised how many little things get balled up in these things, but we ended up going with a single contract, and I believe at the time we did it with IBM because they came out with a new kind of printer and did a centralized printing system. In-house, but contracted all the machinery and the supplies to IBM, and it saved a lot of money.
Yeah, I've seen companies do that. Like our paper comes in automatically from something like this. But then again, we're talking about city and county government. The other thing they need to do is take and everybody says this, is take a good look at each department. And how many extras do we have? Or do we? You know what? What if they come out and they say, you know what? Frankly, this department should have two more people in it.
Yeah, I would guess that the city council here has had the city manager on his toes for years doing just that. I mean, you look at every department. I did it at the hospital constantly. You just did it. And anytime somebody would leave, you'd automatically say, I wonder what? I wonder if we could do this or we could combine leadership or do that.
But here's the difference. You're in a private business there to make a profit.
And don't forget.
Just like I am. So, but if I'm in city government, I wonder how much of a different mindset they are.
Well, just start with unions.
Okay.
You decide you're gonna mow the grass with a contract. Well, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think the union's going to do?
They're going to scream.
They're going to go nuts.
Because you're going to take 11 jobs.
Well, it's not just jobs. If it's the union and the union people, it's dues to them.
Oh, that's true.
I'm sorry to be
that's
so
true.
Cynical.
Well, no, but that's what it is.
They lose dues. But it also affects those jobs. That's exactly what happened with the Civic several years ago when they had to go private because it was losing $1 million a year.
Yeah.
And it had four or five employees.
Yeah.
And the city didn't want to lose the jobs. And I'm sitting there going, it's $1 million lost. You don't want to lose the jobs. I mean, that doesn't make sense. You know, so they converted to something that actually improved the place, kept it going. I don't know what we're going to do in the future. But.
Yeah, I mean, when you give them $675,000 so they can meet their bills this year, what are we looking at down the line? Do they have some kind of proposal that says, yeah, but this is what we're going to do next year?
Well,
you know, so you don't have – because – I think that was a one time. That was a one time $675,000. We don't have that to give it.
Yeah, I think a lot of that was going to go to replace that air conditioning system over there. That's pretty much shot.
Yeah, it could be, but
so they got to capitalize that anyway, no matter what they do.
Right, but then what are their plans for this year?
Yeah,
I mean, and let's just face it. There's things I found out. Like there's like one group of people that control all the acts.
Absolutely, that's
control all the acts.
That's the death knell. That's why we get some good acts, but they're second tier. I mean,
if you've got one that wants to come here, but they're performing in Sacramento, just because of this one group that controls all these, say, nope, you're not going to get them because they're in Sacramento. Yeah. And we want to bring out people in from there, not up to Reading. So anyway. Okay. Well, we're going to set it up with you and today after the show. When's a good time for you to come on, and we'll check with Dr. Reese about how do we keep our residents here? It's a two-pronged plan. We want to have a medical school, and that's great. Nobody's disagreeing with that.
Yeah.
It's just going to take time.
Yeah.
But what can we do right now? And we've got 48 residents here in Reading. 48, my friends. How do we keep half of them here?
Keeping them at first, it starts, we'll talk about it, but it starts with getting the right ones in here first.
That's the whole thing.
Getting the ones that want to be here.
Yeah. Ones that want to be here, ones from this general area.
Yeah.
That's great, because a lot of times we'll get them in from New York, and, they like
it
here,
but
they go home.
We'll talk about how the system works and the match works.
Okay. Okay, so many things going on. Don't forget the search and rescue, the inaugural search and rescue tri-tip sandwich drive-through is today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds at the Asphalt Cowboys Clubhouse. You can just buy a ticket if you don't have them already. And its suggested donation is $15, and all that money goes back to search and rescue for Shasta County. So if you're going to buy more than 20 of these, they'll even deliver them to you. Within city limits. Want a big shout out to the Asphalt Cowboys. And if you want to purchase your tickets, which really you don't have to, but you could go to Paint Mart, Palisadro Feed, or Search and Rescue members. Okay.
Linda, if you're listening, I brought you a moon pie.
Oh my gosh! You know what? We were talking. When I was 12, I was working in the fields, and we'd have a break at like. Because we'd start at daylight, and we'd have a break around 10, and then another one around, 2. And they'd bring out RC Colas and moon pies. And that is the last time I think I've had a moon pie.
We have said
that. I was 12 years old.
Like I said, I went to my high school reunion, and that's one of the classic statements you tell a girl. I said, I'm going to take you out for an RC Cola and a moon pie.
There you go. And people are going, what's a moon pie? I think you can buy them here.
I don't know, but I got it at a Cracker Barrel there in Texas.
The Cracker Barrel. Is still open?
Yeah.